Every boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I'll tell you this, there was a lot going on over the weekend. They had a lot of protests out there, DJ Brother Z. They had a lot of protests. A lot of people weighing in on the protests. They said it was a lot of people outside the federal building here in Milwaukee. There was people all over the country organized, all over the country protesting Trump and Elon Musk and some of the things that they felt that, you know, they didn't like what they were doing with the administration. We got some video, if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
We begin with protests across the country and here at home, thousands of people rallying against President Donald Trump and Elon Musk outside the federal building in downtown Milwaukee. It's part of hands-off protests taking part at federal buildings, state capitals, parks, and congressional offices nationwide. 12 News' TJ Dice started live downtown for us now. TJ, people there wanting to send a message to the White House.
Yeah, that's right, Syria. And this is what's left over from that protest. You still see some of the signs in this garbage can. Again, as you mentioned, thousands protesting here earlier today outside the federal building in Milwaukee against both the president and billionaire Elon Musk.
Fight back!
Fight back!
Organizers are calling it the hands-off protest. It's being seen across all 50 states today. This all in response to the Trump administration's cuts to various government agencies, along with billionaire Elon Musk's White House involvement. Today, thousands showed up, including Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore and newly elected Alderman Alex Brower. Everyone seemingly out here for their own reason, but agreeing change can only come with a fight.
I needed to do something. And so I'm highly concerned about what Trump and Musk are doing to all the government agencies, especially Social Security, health care, the EPA, the list just goes on and on.
When they told us that they were closing down departments, when they told us to just lay down and take it, what did we do? We fought back.
And hey, that protest wrapping up here in Milwaukee just after 2 o'clock. We'll have all angles of the protest coming up at 6 and 10.
All right. Well, look, I'll say this. I didn't see a lot of black people out there. Like, Black Lives Matter was like how they did Black Lives Matter. All I'm seeing is liberals and, you know, Democrat, the real Democrat Party that's behind the scenes. Sometimes I tell y'all, when y'all look at things like this and you don't see a lot of black people, that's the real liberal party. That's who y'all, you know, when y'all go to vote, that's the people that, you know, that's behind the scenes. But now they in front. They up front because I did not see a lot of, like, how Black Lives Matter. I didn't see that. And a lot of black people sought this one out. I didn't even talk about it. I don't even talk about it because it don't have, it doesn't, we don't get anything out of it. Fool us once, like, with Black Lives Matter. We really felt that was a cause that was going to really change, you know, a cause that was going to really, you know, help our community. But now we just going to sit it out and wait and watch and see what happens. You know, I think that a lot of times when we see things like this, I think a lot of people are now starting to say, hey, look, this looked like a political civil war between whites. That's what it looked like to me. White people disgruntled with white people. And then they stick the brothers in there, you know, the few brothers that you know, to jump up in there in front of that. But like I said, we got a lot of things going on in our communities and a lot of questions about a lot of the things that's happening right here at home on the home front. And so I'll say this, a lot of black folks didn't show up for this. And it look at the footage. It ain't me. Look at the footage. It's way more white people and whoever else out there. Black folks sought this one out. Like, I see, you know, people trying to speak. We always going to have black people talking in front of groups and things like that. That's what we do. We always got the cape and we get out there and we get to speaking and all of that. But I'll tell you this, it wasn't like Black Lives Matter, how I seen Black Lives Matter, where we was ready. You know, we was out there, you know, we was ready to go. We was out there for months and months protesting, you know, and then all of a sudden we found out that they spent the money in Calabasas. Maurice Simpson said downtown was full this weekend and I'm glad I didn't see a lot of us out there. Yeah, we standing down. We ain't doing this. Ain't out. This ain't us. Black people standing down on this one. For whatever reason, we standing down. And a lot of black people didn't get the memo either. You weren't on the email list either. Some of y'all just didn't get the memo. See, what you're seeing is the real Democrat Party. That's what you're really seeing. And it looked like if you close your eyes and mute it. You can't tell which side. You can't tell which side unless you stare at the signs. This is a white America issue. To me, when I look at it, now after the election is over, well, here they come. See, at first they had us in the front when it was election time. We was notified. We got a heads up. We doing this. We doing that. Now we ain't getting no heads up. We ain't even there. They got the few selected black folks, and we weren't even up. We weren't even there like that. It just look at the picture. Look at the protest. Look at that. This is the real Democrat Party. This is when we ain't in the front. This is how it look. Hey, it is what it is. You know, God bless. God bless everybody. I ain't, you know. We weren't out there like that. If you was out there, hey, I want to know. 833-212-1017. Talk the text. 833-212-1017. Security Mike. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how's it going?
Blessings, bro. Hello. How you doing, Security Mike?
Hey, them Trump people. Them Trump people, and that's what's going to get Trump up out of here, because that's his own people turning on him. They don't agree with what Trump's doing.
I thought that was Democrats.
Them and stuff like that, they don't agree. They don't. But then I was just at a bank.
I thought that was the Democrat, the liberals out there.
No, that's Trump and people are going, turning against him, man. It's a lady, a white lady came in the bank that I was working at and saying that we want them up out of there because they didn't vote for Elon Musk. They voted for the man to turn them the egg prices and everything was too high. So he said day one he was going to come in and do all of that. And he just flipped and did 2025. Now they're disappointed. He's laying off all these people. They probably got family members that just been uprooted from their jobs and stuff for no reason. And then where's our $5,000 check that they said when they signed fraud and stuff like that, ran off all them people, they get money. Where's our $5,000 check?
Hey, look, I think it's the elephant. And it may be some donkeys out there, some elephants out there. But like I said, we wasn't out there like that. Muhammad, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Brother Tory.
How you doing, Muhammad?
How we doing? I'm good. I just wanted to weigh in on this conversation and say you might need to educate yourself a little more. It's a lot of Republicans and Democrats.
Right. I said some elephants out there, some donkeys out there.
Yeah, but we also, it affects us. I don't know why there's not more of us.
We won out there.
What's going on? But we're affected as well.
Right. But what I'm saying is when you look at the protests, you can look and see when we out there. That's why I compared it to Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know when we out there because we're going to be up front
and
center.
Why are we comparing it to Black Lives Matter?
Because what I'm saying is
we already realized that.
Well, okay. All right. Well, why wouldn't we compare it to Black Lives Matter? Why wouldn't we?
Why would we?
I think we should.
Why is that?
Because when so you telling me that we don't when we see movements and we see a bunch of people gathering, we don't question the times before where we see examples. How do you grow if you don't look and see what happened before that happened? How do you grow?
Because that was directed towards a certain situation.
What was the situation?
What was going on in America that was
affecting
black people?
What was the situation it was directed toward?
That was kind of the catalyst to all of the police brutality that was going on
across
the country.
No, that had a lot to do with LGBTQ and transgender too.
I mean, it got popular after George Floyd.
No, it was in the mission statement. You need to do your research on the mission statement because that's why I read it when it first came out. I read the mission statement.
But I agreed with you as far as I felt like that was taking away from where it should have been from the get-go.
Okay.
You know, when we had folks that were, you know, in Black Lives Matter talking about, oh, yeah, it's our turn now. No, the point of it was saying that nobody should be treated this way.
Mm-hmm.
That took that money and ran with it. But why I'm saying why this situation is different is because – yeah, a lot of people were pushed away from the Democratic Party, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did not look towards the monster on the other side and say, well, he only hits me twice instead of the Democratic side that's been beating me up. I mean, you're still getting smacked in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people came to the realization where they might have been pushed to Trump, but he also has lied. And there's some that are still making excuses for the lies. However, our economy is tanking now. On both sides. So this is why I feel like more of us should be speaking about this is a American human race thing that's going on right now.
Okay.
We shouldn't be sitting on the sidelines. We shouldn't have a lot of our African American leaders saying, "Oh, this is white on white."
Well, a lot of them say stand down. A lot of the leaders saying stand down. That's what the leaders are saying.
And why is that? And maybe
because
be
you know,
we
need to really concentrate on what's going on in our communities and what's affecting us, and we need to come together in unity and try to fight against what we're dealing with on a day to day basis. And sometimes we waste energy jumping in with a whole bunch of issues that we get nothing from in the end. That's only logical. G, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Good afternoon, Tori. Listen,
how you doing, brother?
I'm okay, man, but I'm trying to understand the point that you're making to some degree, because a lot of those people out there, they probably voted for Trump, and Trump lied basically about his agenda.
Okay, so
Project 2025 is what he lied about, right?
Well, did he lie about closing the border? Keeping a lot of campaign promises. Don't just come in on here saying he's not.
Wait a minute. Everything in his agenda that he said he didn't know nothing about Project 2025, correct? He's implementing it now. He's trying to erase our history.
Black people's history,
the contributions that were made.
What history?
Jackie Robinson. They tried to remove his name.
Didn't they just put black athletes and stuff over in the White House there?
They tried to remove our history. He's doing it right now. If you look it up.
But what history?
This is not a black. This is not a black.
Hold on. All I'm saying is, hold on. Listen, hold on. I let you talk. You said something, and I'm trying to straighten it out. Is it Are you talking about the Department of Education? You talking about the Department of Education, or what are you talking about?
Department of Education.
Okay.
The Department of Energy, just every government agency, he has allowed Elon Musk to come in and just dismantle it. And what about the people that were close to retirement? Now to come in and just lay people off, we don't know who got laid off in those certain departments. Mm-hmm.
Federal workers.
And how important it is. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I'm saying, this is not a black. See, right now you're at an age where there's certain things that you don't have to worry about, like Medicaid, Medicare.
No, we worry about
that. You're way beyond. Well, okay, people like in my age group, the cuts that he's making, it's going to hurt a lot of people, black, white, Hispanic, a whole lot of people, Tory. That's the anger that's mm-hmm. coming. Just research his cuts that he has that they're making. It's really unnecessary. And who's going to benefit? Not you. Who's going to benefit? Not us.
Well, we
it's
never
be
benefit.
The 1%.
I'm trying to find out what we have benefited from.
We have benefited from a lot.
What?
Medicaid and Medicare. Medicaid and Medicaid.
Okay, so
I have family members that needed Medicaid.
Hold on, listen.
I'm just trying to tell you some,
all right,
some
but
things
listen,
about
but
people
listen.
In my family
when
and maybe yours
about,
as well.
Hold on, when we talk about our community, when we talk about the housing, when we talk about the jobs, when we talk about the education in our community, as we walk outside and we deal with these things, where are we getting the wins at?
Tory. You can't
I'm just asking the question.
That ain't a blanket statement.
I said,
it's a blanket
when you talk
statement.
About what we dealing with in our community, that's not a blanket statement. Where are we getting the wins when it comes to education? Where are we getting the wins when it comes to job development in our community? Where are we getting the wins at when it comes to us dealing with our day-to-day lives on a local level in our neighborhoods? We're really not getting it now.
Hold on.
I'm just asking the question.
We're not
going to
get it now. I'm just answering your question.
This is why a lot of the leaders saying that we need to stand down. This is what they saying.
I don't know. I didn't hear that. I don't know where that came from as far as standing down. But I'm telling you, the effects are going to hurt our community. The effects are going. I don't do social media like that.
Well, then you
I'm just telling
do,
you, the
well,
effects
you
are going to do.
It's
going to hurt our community.
Okay,
it's going to hurt our community.
I'm trying to tell you,
but it's going
to
be even worse.
Okay,
it's going to
so
be worse.
Me it's going to be worse than the worst test scores, the worst of everything. We already leading in the statistics is the worst, so it could get worse than the worst than the worst.
So what he's doing is going to prove everything, correct? I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying that
we got to
do it.
You
saying him, I said us.
That's true. We got to do it. But until we wake up.
We better stop putting our energy in the right place.
But we still going to need help, though.
Well, we can help
ourselves.
We still
need help.
We the help.
But we need help.
Hold on.
We need help.
First of all, we the help. Let's help ourselves first. And
that's true, but we need help.
Come from after that, because we'll put. Hold on. When we start helping ourselves, when we start doing it ourselves, we'll start uplifting people. Like I said, from the front lines to help us, from the help.
Right. True.
But we still need resources and funds.
Hold on.
We got plenty of resources and funds being misused and abused.
There's an answer to that. Prosecute people and get people out of there.
Now we can agree. I can agree on that because I ain't seen the handcuffs yet.
Well, it's come. I'm just telling you, Trump is not for our community.
Well,
you know, y'all can love him if you want.
I'm talking about me, you, and me. Well, I'm talking about if we.
Well, I'm just telling you. There was protests in 50 states across this nation, and I don't think
it looked like Black Lives Matter. To me. It looked like the same formula that Black Lives Matter used to me.
Well, they're gonna have to do something because you can't just stand by and do nothing.
But that's why he's
gonna devastate
our
community. It's
hold
not
on,
even been
hold
a year.
On,
I'm
on,
out
listen,
here every
on.
Day.
If we don't get out here as a whole in our neighborhoods, this is how I look at it. If we ain't out here helping our being resources. Helping in, tapping into our community every day and building up our neighborhoods ourselves with our energy, we ain't going to get nothing out of it, period. It don't matter who the president. I don't understand what the confusion is because we ain't seeing no outcomes, no positive outcomes right now. So all of a sudden, it's worse than the worst? What you talking about? I don't understand. We got to do it. I ain't never looked outside of nobody but me to help my community. When they call me, I go get to work. So I know if we all had that mentality, we could turn things around. A lot of times you got to stand down and waste your energy and get nothing from it. If you ain't getting nothing from it, why you keep doing it? That's all I'm seeing. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Chris on the lines. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Look, we've been talking about these protests that's been happening. Chime in if you came through. Chime in if you tapped into the protest this weekend. Somebody, Wisco J says, but you voted for Trump. I sure did. And you say we got to look out for ourselves. I do it every day. And Republicans and Democrats won't do it. I ain't seen nothing. Then why vote for Trump? Because I didn't believe in a lot of the stuff that was going on the left. So, I ain't never stopped doing what I've been doing. I just didn't agree with the left this time. I didn't agree with nothing they was talking about. Anyway, we got some smoke on the lines. Chris, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
How's it going there, Brother Tory?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Chris?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, Brother Tory, I think with Donald Trump, last week we were talking about one of the pastors, what was his name, Marvin Sapp?
Right.
Remember Marvin Sapp?
Right. Marvin Sapp, was in the news last week heavy.
Yeah. That's going to happen in most churches because, remember, black churches mostly Democratic. So the money stopped when that Republican Trump came in. And most of the black women in the church worked those government jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when they kicked the man out the house for those government jobs, now they're looking for that man who they need.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Everything's trickling down.
Hey,
everything's trickling down.
Look, I'll say this, you know, we that's why we got to find it in ourselves to because I don't like the fact that we look outside ourselves anyway. I got a right to vote for whoever I want to vote for. And I'll do it. I the way I voted this time around, I'll do it 1,000 out of 1,000 times again. it ain't up to nobody but us to get it done. That's what it is. And I do it all the time. See, y'all looking for somebody to come do it. I don't look for nobody to come do it. I just didn't agree. People ask me why I voted for Trump because I didn't agree with nothing on the left. I didn't. Just like you didn't agree with nothing. You voted the way you wanted to vote. I voted the way I wanted to vote. I'm a vote every time the way I feel like it. Just like you voted the way you feel like. I may believe what you voted for was trash. I believe what you voted for is trash, just like you believe how I voted. So who cares? But what you going to do? You're not going to do nothing. Y'all don't even be out at the events that's in the community. I don't see none of y'all. All right. Town, you on the new 1017 The Truth. How you doing, Town?
What up, Tor?
How you doing, Brother Town?
I'm doing all right. Got a question and a comment. The question is, do you follow what the president be doing, like, you know, in the news or whatever like that? And if you do, like, is it anything where you thought where like, like, I don't like this about it, but
right,
he your guy.
Well, you know,
he your guy.
I'll tell you this. I didn't like when they was talking about the whole situation with Medicaid. I didn't like that if that was true. Like, if that was something that was going to happen, I was definitely not for none of that.
I didn't like it at all.
And I said that. I came on the show. Like, I don't. I'm not that down or buddies with people that But you're right. I don't like it.
I'm just asking questions, bro. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no attack. This ain't no, this really ain't no smoke. I'm just asking for clarity.
Go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
And then, because, like, what I didn't like was, though, and you talk about local, and it don't get more local than this. When Trump got rid of the CDC people in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same CDC people that's supposed to go up there and check on the schools, mm-hmm. to see about the lead problem.
Right.
And as you know, we got a hell of a lead problem with these schools.
And I talked about this last week.
It was Go To My Ear. I'm like, damn, that's a talented school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My guy went to Go To My Ear. He taught me how to play chess. He taught me, you know what I'm saying? Very strong family he came from too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'll be feeling like you good for the community. I ain't gonna knock that, you know what I'm saying? Because you be doing your work, you know, you do your thing, and you get props for that stuff like that.
Well, I'll say this, Town. I've been dealing with the lead poison issue, and this ain't the first time that the lead poison issue then rose to the front of the media. And I've cited meetings. I did documentaries. I done did everything to change the idea of what's happening with the lead poison over the last decade. And I'll tell you this, if those people was there the whole time, why haven't they made any, what was they doing before Trump did that? My question is, this ain't the first time that the lead crisis, I've personally seen four different waves of lead crisis in our city. And if these people was there the whole time, what was they doing?
Hey, you know the answer to that. You see on the news, dude came up there with the fake, you know what I'm saying, the fake clarification, like, I'm
right.
You know what I'm saying, I'm certified to do this, and then they figured out he wasn't. And they only whacked him like $1,000 fine, $1,400
right.
fine, or something like that. That's ridiculous. And you 100% right about that, bro. But what I'm saying is, though, like, if they need to go to the schools, the power of the federal government going to these schools, that's something. That's nothing to smile at. I mean, you know, that's nothing to sniffle at. They could go up in there and be like, hey, y'all doing whatever, they Democrats or Republicans, whoever
right.
in the school district, I'm finna, you know, to cause some hell unless y'all change, because Trump likes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When Trump sees something he don't like, he gonna get on his megaphone. He gonna be like, "Hey, I'm gonna take away what y'all like unless you get what I want done." What I would like to see is Trump do that for these kids, because it's a local thing.
I'm trying to make a plan to go and talk to the GOP, because since they doing these things or stopping professionals right now, I want to see what's the plan, you know. And I haven't heard anything. I only hear that those that are over the lead in the federal government have been let go. But I it's a two-edged sword to that, because they've been around this whole time and did nothing. So I don't have that strong of an urge to say, okay, why they're not there, because they was always there and they wasn't doing nothing. Okay, so now that this happened, are these professionals going to become consultants? Now they can contract them as personal consultants to the district and see what can happen.
Do you think that'll come at a lesser cost? Would that be savings? Because they trying to, you know, Trump and his boy Elon, they trying to save all the money or whatever like that. Right? We ain't going to go into what they're going to do with the money. Right. They're trying to save some money. They cutting jobs or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. Do you think going to the private sector is a cheaper way? Because I know that's what Republicans really like to do, too. They like, you know, like to break down the government
cause I see,
give it to the, you know what I'm saying?
I see people turn into consultants all the time and work with organizations all the time. I don't know if that's the way. I don't know. So I want to ask those kind of questions, Town. And you're right. Like I said, when we talk about what is the solutions, just because they've been cut from federal, that doesn't mean that they can't work with the state. I think that may be where it may have to go. What do we got in the chat? We got some salty people in the chat, but I'm used to that because, hey, just like, you know, I feel the same way about you. You know, it ain't a one-way street. It ain't like your perspective bigger than mine. We got the same perspective. You just looking at it from another end. I'm looking at it from another end. Who cares? But are we going to get out here and get in the blocks and really do what it takes? And my main point is this. I'm tired of looking outside of our community for the results when we need to get ourselves in a space where we're functioning well with each other. And then we could take some of these brothers and sisters from the front lines and start moving them into power. That's what I've been saying the whole time. That's what I've been saying the whole time. That's what I've been doing the whole time. And I don't care who you voted for. You know, I didn't endorse nobody. I used my right to vote just like you did. And I would have, like I said, I would have voted a thousand times out of a thousand times again. I'd have did it a thousand times. Just like I voted for Obama when I first voted for Obama. I would have, at that time, I would have voted for Obama a thousand times out of a thousand times. Because I felt like that's what I wanted to do. If you got a problem with that, you can take a hike. You can kick rocks. Drink a 2-liter Sprite straight. I wouldn't care. Anyway, like I said, all I'm saying is there was a lot of protests going on. I ain't see a lot of black people in the front of it. And you didn't either. And if you believe strongly about it, why weren't you out there? Why weren't y'all out there like that? If y'all feel like it's a problem, why you went out there with them? Hey, look, when we come back, we got more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
For the younger, it's like YMCA. Hey, talking about breaking their ankles, balling so hard, I'ma sign a 12-day. Kick the hoes out, they boring me. I don't know nothing about your sorority. DTF, thanks for informing me. Members only came with the majority.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We gotta head over to Waukesha, where there was YMCA thefts, Waukesha County Gym, among dozens hit in a multi-state scheme. They're saying that two men are accused of stealing from lockers at YMCAs across the country, including Wisconsin. Police identify the men. They have been charged. And I'll say this. This is interesting because you wouldn't think about hitting up YMCA locker rooms. You know, I guess they was coming up. They was trying to hit a lick. We got some video on this. If you watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Police say two men stopped at YMCAs across the country, but not to work out.
Waukesha County reporter Brett Lemoyne shows us how a national scheme played out in Wisconsin.
Nearly a year ago, Oconomowoc police say two men went into the YMCA at Pabst Farms to steal from lockers. Oconomowoc police say the duo made off with wallets, credit cards, hundreds of dollars in cash, and car keys. Investigators say the men used the cards to rack up more than $1,700 in grocery store purchases.
It may seem like just a petty crime,
but police say it's part of a much larger scheme. Police identify them as 21-year-old Abdullah Berry and 21-year-old Natnail Baranu. The day they were in Oconomowoc, investigators say the men pulled the same stunt in Greenfield and hours later at the YMCA in Sun Prairie. But it didn't stop there. In September, an Ohio State trooper pulled both men over. Inside their car, the trooper found over 70 gift cards, credit and debit cards, IDs, social security numbers, and multiple cell phones. Troopers discovered Berry and Baranu were also wanted in Arizona, Indiana, and Georgia for gym break-ins. Prosecutors in Carroll County, Georgia, denied Fox 6's request for information, but online records indicate both men were arrested there in January for multiple counts of credit card theft and denied bail. Oconomowoc detectives say Berry and Baranu are from Ethiopia and not U.S. citizens. Like the song goes, it might be fun to stay at the YMCA.
They do have, you know, large and small lockers, so there's plenty of room in there.
But prosecutors say these young men have worn out their welcome. In Oconomowoc, Brett Lemoyne, Fox 6 News.
Ethiopia. Well, you would never think that the YMCA would be a lick. But think about it. They was getting cell phones. They was getting credit cards. They was, you know, I guess they was trying to, hey, people, if you give people time, they'll think a way of slick ways to commit crimes. That's what I'm seeing with this. And they weren't even from this country. They was just going around, hey, they putting their stuff in the locker. Hey, let me go and open it up and see what's in there. I ain't never heard of this before. That's why I brought it on the show. I ain't never heard of somebody just dedicated to going around to the YMCA breaking in the lockers. And once I saw the story, I was like, okay, credit cards, cell phones. You got some stores that'll take a cell phone. You know, you got some people that'll buy the cell phone off of you. Interesting. Thank God they got caught. Hey, people will think of some ways to commit some fraud, I'll tell you that. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017 if you want to join the conversation. Michael, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
All right. Thank you, Tori, for having me. Just want to let you know I agree with everything you're talking about. I mean, my little side piece put me on to you, and I'm sure you're familiar with Eddie. So let me know all about you and everything I've been hearing.
Here we go,
I'm right down with it.
Once again,
I like what you've been saying. You know, you're one of the good ones. You're one of the good ones.
Wait a minute.
I'm a proud boy myself.
Hold on. What you mean, one of the good ones?
Hold on.
It sounds sick, but keep going.
What you're doing, I'm telling you, is greater than what you know.
Okay, so when you say one
Trump
of the good ones,
what
do you mean?
You were right on Trump to begin with. And I could have told you that YMCA guys, they would have been from Ethiopia or... I would have guessed it. I tell you that, and I think you would have guessed it as well. But keep fighting the good fight, brother.
Hey, look, sarcasm don't bother me. I did what I wanted to do. You know, I don't care if I'm good or bad in your book. If I had to go by that, I wouldn't do nothing. I don't care if you like it or if you don't like it. That ain't my issue. Lana Banana.
You're
on the new
1017
The Truth. How you doing, Lana?
I'm all right. The guy that just called before me, he said there was going to be Ethiopian or something that broke into the YMCA
that went in through the lockers, yeah.
Yeah, did he say he figured it would be an Ethiopian or something? Did he say that?
Mm-hmm. I just knew that it was somebody that was at the protest, thought that they was going to flip it all around and call in because I understood what he was trying to do. Basically, he probably went to the protest. He probably was at the protest and tried to call.
Let me say,
that's stupid. See, the thing is, they think that we're going to keep falling for the same old okey-doke and all of that. I don't take no money from nobody. When I walk around, don't nobody say nothing to me. Now,
I don't mind saying my Yeah, I don't mind saying my piece. But listen, punk, since you want to talk about you knew it had to be Ethiopians or whatever, okay, well, who stole America? America is bigger than the YMCA. Who stole America? Huh? What you talking about? Shut up and sit down. You said your little side piece that hooked you up, turned you up to this radio station. All right, sit down and just listen. Take some lessons. Hey. Take some notes. Get your notes.
Relax
and I know
and
you don't
notes.
Do that because what you saying. Stupid. Right. Yeah. You know, so, you
they
know, I don't
right
mind
one.
Doing this. I've been doing this all my life, Tori. I don't mind saying something.
Hey, sure, queen.
You know, I don't mind saying anything to folks. I don't mind.
But, hey, look, I know you don't
it's
mind saying
pleasure.
Nothing because you got the, hey, look, you was putting the flavor in our ears the other day.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know y'all was going to like it. I didn't know if
I could
remember. It was a long
time ago. I would have never thought Land of Banana was getting down like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's a lot of things, but I'm just quiet because. You know, I don't be volunteering no information. There's a lot of other things about Land of Banana people don't know that they be like, whoa,
hey,
what?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
I just listen. It is a C to the H to the I two times.
Here we go, Landon.
It's the closer where I fold my round because I'm going to look it down to the real night. No! Hang on tight, y'all. Here we go. Let me introduce you to my chateau with waves and curves from it to a plateau. I got two tattoos, Nefertiti and the O. So step aside and listen while I bring the funk. And Nefertiti is my name.
Go
and
crazy!
So is my game. One more time. Gigi is my name. And flowing is my game.
Ooh!
All right. Okay. All right. Oh, man. That's a nice surprise.
Hey.
I'm busted on the sweat now.
Look.
Oh, man.
Now I see why you don't let nobody drive your car.
Oh, man. Because, you know, and then I don't drive nobody else's car either. You know,
hey.
I can I say something like quick?
Right.
To let
go
you know
right
how?
Ahead.
Okay. My nephew, I wrote a contract for between me and my nephew, but it was on me.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested we get a contract for me to fulfill the duties what I said. And I did each day, you know, and then today we finished it. You know, I just want to let you know, I don't be doing that to other folks. I hold
okay.
myself accountable too. So, yeah, it's on me. I said, nephew. If I'm gonna do a contract for you, you know I will. I said I could do it for me. Sure.
All right.
Yep.
Well, look, Lana. Hey, we appreciate you blessing us with the gifts and the talents. Keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
yeah, I need that.
Hey, reload another one. We go get you ready when you reload another one. We want to know.
Okay. I already got some poetry too.
All right, Lana, I appreciate you for tapping in. Hey, look, yeah, you know, I'll tell you this. People be mad when a black man do what he feel like doing. Y'all used to branding us, you know. I did everything I felt like doing that I wanted to do, and nobody ain't said nothing to me, and ain't nobody going to tell me nothing because they ain't never took nothing from nothing I ever did in this community. And I'm going to tell you this. They don't like it when you roll up like the Django. They don't like it. Trust me. But when we come back, we got a guest in studio. We're going to talk to him when we get back. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. Look, we got Eric Shake James in studio. Look, Eric, look, you dropping another shoe.
Yes,
another
sir.
Colorway. Yes, sir. Me and Ben Jammin been talking about this shoe. Truth Nation been trying to find out how to get this shoe now. What is the website if they want to order or they want to pre-order?
ClicksKicks.net. ClicksKicks.net.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, I'm going to tell you this. This, you know, this can take care of my Brewers and Bucks outfits when I'm out here stepping at the Brewers game, if I can switch up and go to the Bucks game, or if I just got yellow or these kind of colors, I can always step out. But I'm telling you, I'm doing for the Brewers. You know, it's Brewers season. And, you know, we're going to be in the suites. You know, they let us in the suites now. So we get to come up in there, and we're going to be high-stepping. We're going to be high-stepping with these.
There you go.
These looking powerful.
There you go.
Looking powerful, Shay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, give everybody information on 414 Day and how it's going down this weekend.
Yeah, so for 414 Day this year, we got we're doing something with a Milwaukee Preparatory School where we're going to be doing a sneaker fair, giving the kids a chance to design their own 414 Day sneaker, kind of like, you know, letting them see what does Milwaukee mean to them and what does 414 Day represent for them. And then Saturday, we're going to be launching the shoes at Clicks, 1916 East Capitol Drive. We're going to be launching them from 11 o'clock a.m. to 4:14 p.m., you know? So
they
pull up.
Powerful.
Yeah, we're going to have food. We're going to have a couple
I
customizers
can't even
on
keep
there.
Up with the shoes. I mean, I'm behind, I think, a couple pairs. I got to get all. How many pairs is it? Because I know you got some slides as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the slides.
Okay.
You know, I'm a slides person.
There you go. There you go.
I think I got two pairs.
Okay.
The slides and I think the first ones.
Okay.
So I got to get the orange and black ones, the Twilights.
Okay.
You got the Twilights.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I gotta go get the day. I'm behind on the day. I gotta get the day one.
But you got you got the 414 waves. You got the waves though.
Look, let me tell you something. You are doing amazing work.
I'm trying, my brother.
How can people get involved in what you're doing?
Man, they can reach out on a website, j.academy.com, or they can reach me on Instagram, ShakeJMJ. Yeah.
What you got coming up next?
After the shoes,
right.
I gotta take a break.
We gotta do the shoes. We gotta get the shoes out the way because Benjamin and Carrie Nona will be broadcasting live.
After
the cleanup, we gonna be over there.
Yes, okay.
We coming through.
There you go. Let's get it.
To get my shoe.
There you go. Let's get it.
Hey,
let's get it.
And we giving away shoes on Friday.
Okay.
On the morning show and on the Tory Lowe show.
Let's get it.
So look, it's gonna be powerful.
Let's get it. It's gonna be a great day. Great day for the city, man. To have some pride and you know in Milwaukee, man.
Look, Eric Shake James stopping through. Anything else you want to say before we run the break?
Nah, man. Just want everybody to come through. Let's have a good time. We're going to have some food. We're going to have some drinks. You know, have DJ, get the music going. Just come through, have a good
time,
man.
Any surprise guests? Anything?
You never know,
man. You
know
how you do it.
You never know, man.
You might come and run into Lil Kim or somebody.
You never know, man. You know, it might be Dame time or something. I don't know.
Hey, it could be.
Could be. I don't know.
It's anything can happen.
Anything can happen. You know, you never know. Never know.
I appreciate you for coming through. Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.